Sometimes the simplicity of just taking a few full breaths allows us to gather our attention and settle in a very beautiful way. So I'd like to invite you right now just to inhale deeply, filling the lungs. And then exhale slowly. Let the breath out slowly and just sense as you do, letting go. Letting go. Letting go. Good. Now again, inhaling deeply. Let's fill the chest, fill the lungs. And a slow out breath, softening down the length of the body, releasing, letting go. And again, inhaling deeply, very consciously, breathing in, filling the lungs. And this time, hold the breath for a moment when you're full. And just feel the sensations of fullness. And then slowly releasing the breath. Letting go. Letting go. So as the breath now resumes its natural pace of inflow and outflow, sense the possibility of relaxing with the breath. You're relaxing as you open to receive, like a balloon filling, relaxing with the out breath, letting go. Let your senses be awake, so the breath is in the foreground, but you're aware of the sounds, the space in the room. A receptive listening. Aware of the sensations of the sitting posture. And listening to your heart. Just sense the state of your heart right now. Might be the first time today that you've paused to really listen in a receptive way to your own heart. Just notice what's here without any judgment. As you continue to listen to your heart, listen to your heart's intention, what your intention is for this evening, for being here. So you're listening inwardly to what matters, what's important to you. Listen into the place that feels most sincere, most innocent. And we sense ourselves gathered as Sangha, as community, and our shared aspiration that our time together might serve to awaken our own heart and mind, and might ripple out in a way of serving the awakening and healing and freedom of all beings. And it's with that caring that we bring our palms together and chant the simple mantra Om. It's the sound current of connectedness, opening the heart, chanting from the heart. We'll chant three times.
Oh.
Continuing with a mindful attention, taking some moments to let your awareness sweep through your body. And if you notice any areas of particular tightness or tension, just to intentionally soften, to let go a little. For many people, it helps to bring the awareness to the shoulders, to let them relax back and down a bit. Just to feel them from the inside, letting there be a kind of dissolving or releasing. To soften the hands, very consciously letting the hands rest in an easy and effortless way. Feel them from the inside. And can you notice tingling or vibrating? You're listening, aware of the sounds around you. Sensing the space it's happening in. Listening to what's within you, this aliveness. See if you can let the chest be open, and then loosening and relaxing down the torso, softening the belly, letting this next breath be received in a softening belly, this breath. And then this one. And again, so you can feel an opening and awakening through the body, down the hips and the legs. You can feel the feet from the inside. Notice the tingling and vibrating there. Places of pressure or temperature where your feet contact the floor. Feeling the aliveness in the feet, the hands. If you widen the lens of attention to feel this whole body, the subtle energy and aliveness that's dancing and filling the whole body. Just letting everything happen, not controlling anything. Including the sounds, so that you're listening to and feeling the whole moment. The intention of this practice is to rest in presence, to be the presence, the awareness that's listening, this space of wakefulness, not opposing anything, simply recognizing and allowing this changing stream of experience. And because the mind is so habituated to drifting and getting lost in thoughts, it can be helpful to let the breath be an anchor, a gateway to presence. Just gently and carefully feeling the inflow, feeling the outflow. This can help to stabilize your attention right here. You might bring the mindfulness and attention at the breath to the nostrils, the feeling of the breath being sipped in, released out. Or maybe to the rising, falling of the chest, expanding, deflating of the abdomen. Or perhaps to the sense of the whole body breathing, this whole process of opening, opening, deflating, deflating. The breath can help you feel that sense of here-ness, just to know that you're right here. And for some, rather than the breath, sounds, just listening to the sounds. So that when the mind drifts into a virtual reality and you notice it, just to have that intention to pause and rearrive. Gently rearrive. So that you're listening to the sounds and feeling the sensations right here. Perhaps letting the breath again be in the foreground. You might notice where your attention is. And if the mind has drifted into the past or future, into commentary, just to stop for a moment. Just to stop, pause. Sense what's actually right here. These particular sounds, the symphony of sound that's right here. You might sense what's happening inside your body, just to feel the sensations. It helps to relax again, to feel more carefully within the body, perhaps the shoulders softening, the hands, the belly. Bring a listening attention to the heart, softening the heart. And if what you contact in the present moment is difficult, let your intention be to meet it with very true kindness. You might mentally whisper yes if there's fear, if there's discomfort. A yes that says, really, this is how it is, and there's a gentleness that allows, that makes room. It's okay. If it helps in collecting yourself to feel the breath again, just to relax with the inflow, relax with the outflow. Breathing with whatever's going on in your body, your heart. It's a way of closing the sitting, just to take a moment to sense your meditation, your formal meditation, and really accept and honor however it's been. To sense your own sincerity. And just offer whatever wish or blessing you'd like to your own heart.